This is Tim Cummings, and I'm here today to talk about one of my favorite subjects, mini disc recorders and microphones. Let me say here at the outset that I've owned a mini disc recorder for the last couple of years now, and I by no means consider myself an expert, but I wanted to give you some general observations and then talk about two microphones in particular. Since I've gone to using mini disc, I would never go back to using cassette tapes again in terms of recording. The signal to noise ratio is just so good on a mini disc. You really don't need to even be that technical to make a good recording. As long as you have a decent microphone and a mini disc recorder, you really can do quite a nice job. The recorder I'm using is actually a little bit older. It's the Sony MZR37. Unfortunately, it's no longer made. It's about as big as two decks of cards side by side. So it's a little bigger than some of the more modern Sony units that are now available. One thing that it has that I really like, it has separate microphone jacks, line in, line out, and earphone or headphone jack. Some of the newer Sonys, they've made them so small that they've skimped, and they've either put in a headphone jack that's supposed to double as a line-out jack by using a menu option, or in some cases they've eliminated a line-out jack entirely, which in my view is a sad state of affairs. The two microphones I'm going to talk about today are both around the same price, but they are very different in their characteristics and what they do. This first microphone, this is a Sony ECMMS-907 single-point stereo microphone. It is a microphone that is recommended to be used with mini disc recorders. The suggested retail price is about $100, but you can get it for less than that, and I will, at the end of this report, tell you where you can get both these microphones for the best possible price, at least that I've found. By single point, what they mean is that it doesn't have two heads, it's just got one head, but it does record in stereo. And let me give you the physical dimensions of the microphone, and then I'll get into the technical specifications. It's a very small microphone. It's 5.1 inches long. It is 3.5 ounces in weight. It's 1.1 inches in diameter, and it's a round microphone, cylinder-shaped. The cord is 5 feet long. The output connector is actually, they say, a 1/8 inch, but it is actually a 3.5 millimeter connector. And I never realized this, but there is a difference between the 1/8 inch connector and the 3.5 millimeter. They are not the same. The 3.5 millimeter is actually a little bit bigger. And I will come back to this point later when I discuss the second microphone, because it is very important to know that. This microphone is a condenser microphone. It takes one AA battery. The specifications say that you can get 100 hours out of one battery. It is a unidirectional microphone, meaning that it records the best with sounds that are directly in front of it. And it does record very nicely in stereo, but it sounds that are directly in front of it, it sounds the best. And I can illustrate that for you right now. I'm now speaking right into the front of the microphone, and if I turn the microphone 90 degrees to the left, it's now 90 degrees to the left, and you'll hear that my voice has dropped off somewhat, and this is because I'm not speaking directly into the mic, I'm speaking into the side of the mic. So let me turn it back in front of me here. The frequency response is rated at 100 to 15,000 hertz. The output impedance is rated at 1.2 kiloohms, or 1,200 ohms, which actually, when I looked originally at this microphone, seemed quite high, because my understanding was that most microphones, or a lot of microphones, especially a lot of professional microphones that radio broadcasters used, were somewhere in the vicinity of 150 to 600 ohms. And this microphone is a lot higher. And the Sony microphones that are designed for mini disc use, including this one and the ECMMS-957 and some of the others, all tend to have higher impedances. There is a switch on the microphone, a slide switch, that has three positions. There's off, and then narrow stereo and wide stereo. And narrow stereo gives you a 90 degree stereo field, and wide stereo gives you about 120 degree stereo field. So if you're recording a piece of music, say maybe just a piano and a soloist that are in one position, then you could use the narrow stereo mode. If you want to get a wider stereo image, you'd use the wide stereo mode to record. The other thing to mention about this microphone is the accessories that come with it. It comes with a windscreen. It comes with a microphone stand/holder. It's a quite interesting little stand holder. It's all one unit. The microphone just slides into this the little plastic clamp, which holds it, and the clamp moves up and down as well as turns sideways on the stand. Unfortunately, the stand does come with a thread, but it is not a normal 5/8 thread, which you find in most microphone stands. It is a 7/8 inch thread, which is a little bigger, which is harder to find. In terms of my likes and dislikes about this microphone, it's one thing I like about it, it's very small, very compact. You can put it in your pocket. It's very easy to carry around. It's very light. Overall, it makes a very nice recording, and it does not easily overload the Sony mini disc recorders. Some of the newer Sony mini disc recorders, actually including mine, do not have a microphone sensitivity switch. Some of the older recorders, like the MZR50 and some of the others, had a microphone sensitivity switch where you could hit the switch and it would drop the microphone sensitivity down, so that if you were recording something that was quite loud, you would not overload the recorder. But this microphone works quite well and does not overload easily with the Sony recorders. And it's got a very nice signal-to-noise ratio. What I don't like about it is if you get up close, which I will do, you will hear proximity effect. And now if I bring the mic up right close to me, you will hear two things. One, you will notice that the bass has been emphasized. And the other thing that you'll notice is I like to do the Peter Piper test. Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers, and you can hear the plosives from the peas. And that happens if you get up too close on this microphone, even with a windscreen. There may be a better windscreen that I could get for this that would help with that somewhat, but I have not found one yet. The one that Sony makes doesn't seem to work that well, and I did get one from Radio Shack, which seems to fit better, but isn't much of a windscreen. But overall, it's a very nice microphone. Now I'm going to switch to the second microphone that I purchased, which you will see has a little bit of a different sound and different characteristics than the Sony. All right, this is the second microphone that I'm using. This is an Audio-Technica AT-804. This is a dynamic microphone as opposed to a condenser microphone, so that's the first thing to know about it. It does not need any type of battery power to use. And this microphone is a omnidirectional as opposed to a unidirectional microphone, meaning that it picks up in all directions. And I'll just quickly illustrate that right at the beginning here. Right now the microphone it's facing me, but if I do turn it 90 degrees to the left, you will hear that still my voice has dropped off a little, but not as much as it dropped off with the Sony microphone. So let me turn it back in front of me here. If you compare these two microphones, you'll notice some major differences. The Audio-Technica microphone is 5.94 inches long, so it's a little longer than the Sony. It weighs 7.5 ounces, so it's quite a bit heftier in the hand than the Sony. However, it is cylindrical in shape like the Sony is. The diameter is also different. The diameter of the barrel is a little bit smaller. It's 0.83 inches in diameter, and the head is 1.42 inches. The output connector is different. The output connector on this microphone is a 3-pin XLR male connector, so you need to get a cable to go from this microphone to your mini disc recorder if that's the application that you're going to be using it with. It is very important with this particular microphone, and I think with dynamic microphones in general, to make sure that the connecting cable that you get has a 3.5 millimeter jack as opposed to an 1/8 inch plug. When I purchased this microphone, the cable that I purchased with it came with a 1/8 inch male jack. And I plugged the microphone in, and I found that it was quite noisy. If I turned the plug in the jack, I heard static, and there was quite a bit of hiss. And then I got the right connector for it, which was the cable with the 3.5 millimeter jack, and that solved all the problems. Mini disc recorders are designed with a bit of voltage coming off of the microphone input. It's called plug-in power. There are some of the Sony microphones that will actually run off the mini disc that do not need a battery. But most of the mini disc recorders made by Sony I think all of them made by Sony have plug-in power built in. This is why, with a mic like the Audio-Technica AT-804, this is why that it is very important to get a cable with the 3.5mm jack, because this plug-in power is what causes the problem of the static if you're using a cable with the 1/8 inch as opposed to 3.5mm jack on it. The frequency response of this microphone is rated at 50 to 15,000, so it's got a little more of a low end than the Sony does. The impedance is 600 ohms, which obviously is a lot lower than the Sony. And dynamic microphones are supposed to be able to handle much louder sounds than condenser microphones. This microphone does come with a clamp with a thread on it for 5/8 inch microphone stand, so it fits the normal microphone stand. It comes with a very nice zippered carrying case. It doesn't come with a windscreen, but you can buy an optional windscreen, which works very well. And I will illustrate this, since this is a omnidirectional microphone, meaning that it picks up, or is supposed to pick up, equally well in all directions. If I get up close to this microphone, you do not hear any proximity effect, meaning you don't hear the bass frequencies rising at all. And if I do my favorite Peter Piper test, Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers, you can tell that the plosives are much less pronounced than with the Sony microphone. What do I like about this microphone? I like the fact that it is omnidirectional. There are situations in which I want an omnidirectional as opposed to a unidirectional microphone. I like the fact that it doesn't require a battery. It is a little bit larger and heavier to carry around than the Sony. Different mics can be used in different applications or different situations, and people who really get into microphones will tell you that you never can have enough microphones. And I know this is the case with me, because I've gone through a lot of microphones over the last couple of years, and you can spend up to $4,000 on some microphones. It's really amazing how much money you can spend. I do like the sound of this Audio-Technica. I'm very pleased with it. I'm very pleased with the response. It's a rugged microphone. The Sony microphone is made out of plastic. This microphone is, the casing is all metal, so it's very heavy duty, and it's really meant to stand up to heavy duty field use. Let me now tell you the places where you can purchase both these microphones. The Sony ECMMS-907 single point stereo microphone is available at its cheapest price from Etronics, which is spelled E-T-R-O-N-I-C-S. And they have a website, which is www.etronics.com. And they also have an 800 number, 800-323-7669. The Sony microphone from Etronics, I think including shipping, costs about $85. That's the best place in terms of price that you can get it on the net. If you have a guitar center near you, they sell it. Also, I think they sell it for about $90. And if you're familiar with J&R Music, they have a website. I'm not sure what their web address is, but they sell it for about $100. And their phone number is 800-221-8180. The Audio-Technica AT-804 Dynamic Omnidirectional Microphone is available from Bradley Broadcast, which is a company which sells, makes a lot of sales to radio stations and things like that. And they sell the microphone for, I think, $89. I think the windscreen is another $10 or something like that. And they also sell the cable which you will need. The cable with the XLR female connector on one end and the 3.5mm male connector on the other end. Bradley Broadcast is on the web at www.bradley.com, or they do have a phone number, 800 number, which is 800-732-7665. If anyone has any questions or comments or would like to talk more about microphones and mini discs, it's one of my favorite topics. You can reach me via email at thc@theworld.com.